Right now, many businesses rely on mandatory and binding arbitration instead of jury trials to settle disputes. Problems arise because consumers have signed company contracts outlining this in fine print before they have problems, or what's known as pre-dispute. Feingold's bill adds the right to a jury trial when there are problems with credit card and cell phone companies, home builders, and nursing homes. That was not the case for the Burlington, Wisconsin family of William Kurth, who died from infections that began in a nursing home, which son David says was poorly staffed.
My father died on June 25, 2005, from sepsis of the blood due to infections caused by more than 10 bed sores. Some of these bed sores ran deep into the bones of his backside, hips, elbows. The infection was caused by the excrement and urine that was not properly cleansed from his wounds for days at a time.
When Kurth's family tried to sue, the nursing home said signed paperwork at the time of admission or pre-dispute required binding arbitration for later complaints.
My father's ordeal was hidden from the light of day by a document called an arbitration agreement, which he himself never signed. My mother was instructed to sign them by the admission clerk at the nursing home while no one else was present.
Meanwhile, a 2008 survey by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce found that for most consumers, arbitration is a better way to resolve disputes than being forced into court. Feingold says, however, the bill he's introducing would still allow arbitration as an option. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.